Recipes. Recipes this month were provided by the National Federation of the Blind of Maine. Baked Ziti by Dorothy Wojtasek. Dorothy Wojtasek is the wife of Walter, and both have been involved in the NFB since 1970. She says she is a recipe experimenter. I love to take a recipe and see if I can successfully change the proportions to make more or less of it. Ingredients. 1/2 pound of ground beef or kielbasa. Slice kielbasa into small pieces. 1 small onion, chopped into small pieces. 1 teaspoon of minced garlic. 1/2 teaspoon of dried oregano. 1 teaspoon of dried basil. 1 14.5-ounce can of tomatoes. Get the kind with the basil, oregano, and garlic for flavor. 1 teaspoon of sugar or Splenda. 2 cups of uncooked pasta. Use small ziti or mini penne. 1 cup shredded sharp cheddar. Method. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Cook pasta and stir well. While pasta is cooking, brown ground beef or kielbasa in large skillet. Drain off fat and set aside in a bowl. In same frying pan, brown onion, and add in garlic and spices. Add tomatoes, sugar, or Splenda. Stir and cook for about 15 minutes. Add ground beef and 1/2 cup cheese. Turn off heat and stir well. Mix cooked pasta, sauce, and remaining cheese in a bowl. Bake in a glass or metal 7x11-inch baking dish in oven for about 15 minutes. Serve with bread and salad to make a complete meal. This recipe serves 2 to 4 people. Note, tomatoes with the spices can be substituted for the individual spices. Some flavor is lost, but this is still very good. Celery, green, or red peppers can also be added. Vegetable and Chicken Bake serves 4 by Dorothy Wojtasek. Ingredients. Frozen or leftover vegetables. 1 small onion. Leftover or canned chicken, turkey, or ham. 2 tablespoons butter. 3 eggs. 1 cup of milk. 1/4 cup of flour. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of paprika. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce. 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese. Method. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Spray 11x11-inch baking dish with Pam. Any kind of frozen or leftover vegetables can be used. I like the steam fresh varieties because they can be cooked in about 6 minutes in your microwave. Pre-cook all vegetables. Open package after cooking and spread evenly in baking dish. Cut vegetables into small pieces if needed. Chop small onion. Brown until nicely cooked in about 2 tablespoons of butter in a medium skillet. When tender, spread over vegetables in baking dish. Cut leftover meat into small pieces or use a can of chicken breast or turkey or cut ham cubes. Spread over vegetables and onions. In a medium bowl, beat eggs, milk, flour, salt, pepper, paprika, baking powder, and Worcestershire sauce. Beat until smooth and most lumps are gone. It doesn't have to be perfect. Pour liquid mix over ingredients in baking dish. Sprinkle with cheese. Bake uncovered for about 30 minutes until set and slightly brown. Enjoy! Shells and Beans by Faith Armstrong. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Faith Armstrong. Faith Armstrong is the secretary of the National Federation of the Blind of Maine. She knows that she's latched onto a good recipe when husband John likes what she cooks. Ingredients. 2 cups pasta, shells, elbows or medium size. 1 15 or 16 ounce jar chunky salsa. 2 15 or 16 ounce cans kidney beans not drained, red, pink or white. 1 cup shredded cheese, Mexican, mozzarella, or cheddar. Salt and pepper to taste. Method. Cook pasta according to directions to al dente stage. Drain and return to pot. Add salsa and beans. Heat 20 minutes. Add cheese and serve. It can also be served cold.